All right, we got this message from Sam, and it's kind of a Ben and Kelly court.
Yep, I think we have to be the jury and the judge on this one. Decide who's right or wrong. Hey, Ben and Kelly, would love for you to weigh in on my situation.
Okay.
My friends are pretty split on what I should do. So after 3 years of being in a dead-end relationship with my boyfriend, I decided to break up with him.
Mm-hmm.
The timing of it doesn't look great because I ended things shortly after he threw me a big birthday party for my 30th.
Mm.
He rented a cottage, took me on a weekend away. It was a nice weekend, lots of gifts, but I feel like it was a little too late, too little too late.
Okay.
I think both of us knew that the relationship was one of convenience and we were just treading water, waiting for something that was never going to happen.
Mm.
Anyway, the breakup was a bit tense, but it became even more uncomfortable when he started demanding the return of the gifts he had given me during our time together, including those from the party. Like everything he's given me, from clothes to jewelry to my gym membership, he wants back.
Oh.
But if I'm honest, his request left me questioning whether he had given the gifts genuinely or if they had come with hidden expectations.
Mm.
So now I'm torn between holding on to these items or simply giving them back to avoid further drama.
Mm.
Like I said, my friends are pretty split, so I figured I'd ask you two. Thanks so much.
Wow. Okay. That is kind of a interesting situation.
The case of the gifts. Now, I want to say, any time that I've ever, like, seen a Judge Judy or some sort of judge show mm-hmm. with this kind of thing, a gift is a gift.
Yeah.
Like, once you give it, that's it. You can't ask for it back. The only gray area I've seen is, like, engagement ring, and then it comes into play, all right, who ended the relationship? If she ended it, she gives it back. If the guy ends it, she gets to keep it, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like she is in the right for just keeping. Why would he want clothes back that he gave her?
It sounds almost petty.
Oh, it's absolutely petty. Like,
yeah.
This is his revenge.
Yeah.
He's hurt and he's trying to, like, get back at her any way he can think of. And this is it. Now, does she just go ahead and be like, fine, just to avoid the drama if he's going to keep up with this? Like, it doesn't sound like he's going away anytime soon with her saying, no, this is the stuff you gave me.
Yeah. Man. And then, what? Like, she was almost spot on with just him as a person.
Yes.
Where,
and this behavior, I think, is telling her she made the right choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
Like his reaction to this is pretty telling. And, I mean, I guess part of me is like, all right, if it doesn't have a whole lot of sentimental value to you or other value, then whatever. Just put the stuff in a box and give it to him.
Yeah, Christy says, do not give it back. He's not entitled to it. If you do, legally, it could open doors for him to sue for anything he wanted to say he gifted or once halves on. If he did sue and you kept it, it's more proof they were gifts. Keep documentation. The timing's bad, but I feel like what you said at the same point, there was a conversation about next level, and this is what he gave. It was nice, but it didn't hit the step that you needed, and probably felt like those mean videos when the guy the girl was dating got down on one knee after doing something sweet and then said, psych!
Wait, I feel like that's a backhanded, like, is that a backhanded diss to me?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, no.
Okay.
I mean, kind of.
I did,
maybe.
I did the opposite. I said, no, let's break up. And then I got down on my knee and said,
exactly.
Will you marry me? So I guess that's opposite. Okay.
Exactly. Right. Now, right. Emily is saying, did he pay for the gym membership up front or is he paying monthly? If he's paying up front and it's in your name, I would not be skipping leg day. If he's paying for it monthly, just take over the payments. As for everything else, he's just reacting to being hurt, even if you both knew it was futile. I might give back the birthday gifts, but everything for 3 years, that's a no for me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even remember? Well, maybe you probably remember.
Yeah, but I would say, yeah, if he is concerned about the birthday gifts, the most recent things, fine. But if he's going to be petty about everything over 3 years that he's given her,
yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Interesting.
And the gym membership, yeah, if he's paying for it and it's monthly, just take over the payments or cancel it and start a new one in your name.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would do. I just,
That one's easily fixed.
I think, yeah, but that even that just seems very petty. Like, well, yes. You know what? That gym membership that I got you, I want that too.
Sure, but I mean, I would question and be like, seriously, you want the clothes you gave me? Like, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
Give them to your next girlfriend?
Right. And then if you're the next girlfriend, hey, here's this nice Lululemon leggings. And it's
here's some women's clothes I had in my closet. Would you like them?
Wait, what?
Yes. I mean, that's just psycho.
Wait,
and I
hang
think
on.
Maybe a little time goes by and then he can calm down from the initial hurt of it and be like, are you serious with wanting this? Like, why?
So are you thinking maybe that she just maybe string it out and not give him an answer yet? Like, let a little time go before
she, what it sounds like, she wants to end the drama. And so I think she just wants him to go away. And maybe the compromise is, okay, fine. You know, you've handled the gym membership. If it's in his name, whatever, cancel it, get your own.
All right.
The stuff that she got initially at the birthday party, maybe she can give that back. But if it's clothes. He's not going to need women's clothing.
Right.
Right.
All right. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your maybe experience with this. Did you have a boyfriend or girlfriend who was like, you know what? I want it all back. And what'd you do with that? Let us know. Also, would love to hear if you've ever stayed longer in a relationship than you should have. Selfishly knowing that maybe your birthday was coming up or a holiday was coming up.
Or it's Christmas. Exactly.
And you were getting a good present. Let us
or
know that.
Or it's just going to be awkward timing. Yeah, or like maybe you knew they were throwing you a party.
Right,
and then
right,
do you do? You feel like you're stuck?
All right. 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear your stories. Kind of a Ben and Kelly court. Should Sam, our listener, give back the gifts from the relationship after breaking up with her boyfriend?
I think so many people are saying if it's a gift, then
it's
a gift. You don't have to give it back. Now, if it's a gym membership that maybe is in his name, you get your own gym membership in your name and that kind of thing. But she's concerned about the drama of him demanding that she gives back everything he ever gave her in the relationship. So does she concede in some way just to get rid of him, or what do we do?
I get that. Yeah. We got a listener texted in. Yeah. My ex-husband and I are going through our divorce. He wanted me to pay him back for things he paid for over the course of our marriage. He wanted me to pay half on his credit card that we used for our honeymoon. She was like, you didn't help pay anything on my credit cards we used for our vacations. His petty butt responds with, well, we weren't married, so I don't have to. He's since apologized since then. And,
okay. So he came to his senses and realized that was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe your boyfriend will do the same, Sam.
Chris says, how do we know that he saw it as a relationship of convenience? Because that's what she kind of described. Like, hey, we both knew it wasn't going to be going anywhere. And then he threw this big birthday party. What if the big birthday party he put on and the angry reaction is because he actually wanted a relationship with her?
Yeah, he thought it was different. Yeah.
But yet he's still being immature by asking for all the gifts back.
True. Got a message from a listener, said, I didn't have the exact same situation as Sam, but once when I moved out of an ex's house, I initially left some nice items behind, like jewelry, designer handbags. Well, before I could go back and get them, he moved another girl in and she stole it all. And I'm still salty about it 12 years later.
Wow.
Lesson learned.
Holy cow. So take all your stuff when you're leaving. That's the lesson learned.
Especially if it's designer handbags and jewelry and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I mean, everybody, there's so many people on Facebook that are saying, yeah, it's gifts are gifts. You are not legally entitled to give them back.
Yeah, interesting.
But again, he is insisting and won't leave her alone. So how much time do we give it?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's just a new phone who dis. when he calls or texts, and you just kind of put it off. See if he cools it down, because like a lot of people pointed out, I mean, this was an angry response to a situation,
to her breaking up.
So
and maybe, you know, to kind of compromise, just whatever he most recently gave her at the birthday party.
Yeah, maybe you start with that and say,
anything
fine,
other
here you
than
go.
Clothes, unless he still has the receipt and can return the clothes if he bought her any clothes. Because otherwise, what are you going to do with her clothes?
Someone said, just tell him you threw it away already.
Oh, jeez.
That is.
I threw it all away along with your heart.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think there are a lot of good responses there. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.